The very last thing that we want to do is send a contractor who is a bad fit for a project to waste a bunch of time that they could have been out winning projects for us.
Do you feel you should be further along in your contracting business? Are you tired of not making the money that you know that you're worth? Or maybe you're winning, but you just want to win at a higher level. I'm Tom Reber, and this is the Contractor Fight. Turn this shit up and get ready to earn more respect, earn more money, and be a better leader in your business. Oh, and P.S., this show is not for thin-skinned people. If you offend easily or have a victim mentality, you should probably just move the fuck on right now. Let's go. Hey, fighters, welcome to the show today. Today, I want to introduce you to Jean Brownhill. She is the founder and the person between a rapidly expanding company that's going across the United States that matches general contractors with homeowners. They got a pretty unique spin on this. Those of you that have listened to the show for a while know that I'm super picky about third-party companies and things like that that you work with, but I think you're going to be impressed by what you hear today from Jean as she shares about her company called Sweeten with you. They, like I said, pretty unique, pretty rapidly growing. Currently, they're in New York City, New Jersey, Philly, LA, Chicago, Miami, Atlanta, and they just opened up in Nashville recently here. So without further ado, here is Jean Brownhill. Jean, what is going on? Welcome to the Contractor Fight. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Where are you at?
I'm actually out in Long Island.
In Long Island, hanging out.
Yeah.
New York. All right. And are you from there? Where are you from?
I actually was born and raised in New London, Connecticut. So if you go north from where I am, I'm on the tip of Montauk right now. So if you go north, you'll hit my hometown.
Gotcha. Good deal. And as I shared in the intro, you've got a unique business going that's rapidly expanding across the United States. If I'm not mistaken, we just opened Nashville, right?
Yes, yes.
And so tell us a little bit about Sweeten.
Actually,
you know what? Let's do this. Tell us about what led you to starting this business. And I guess it was 2011, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
What did you see? What was out there? What was the need? What was going on? And you woke up one day with this idea, like all of us entrepreneurs do, right? We wake up with an idea. The next thing you know, it's 10 years later and here we are.
Yeah. Yeah. Has it been 10 years? It almost has been.
Nine or 10. Yeah.
So my background is architecture. I went to architecture school, but I have to say that, you know, again, growing up in New London, Connecticut, no one in my community or no one that I knew was an architect. I just happened to be good at math and art class. I have dyslexia and my guidance counselor at the time was like, oh, you should be an architect. I got into Cooper Union and it was free. And I was like, great, I'm going to college. I have no money for college and it's free.
There you go.
So I became an architect and I didn't really understand what that meant. Although I did love building stuff. I basically, the 5 years that I was at Cooper, I was in the shop. I was, you know, milling things on the milling machine. I was pouring metal. I was cutting like everything I could get my hands on. And I loved building stuff. So, you know, fast forward, I have a career in architecture. I'm working in offices, drafting and you know, being an architect. And I buy my own house and I'm super excited to renovate it. I bought a house in Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn. It needed a full gut renovation. And I used all the services that were available at the time, including my own Rolodex. So I had been working about 10 years, so I knew a bunch of contractors. I used a service which was then called Service Magic, I think was the name of it.
Service Magic, yep. That they became Home Advisor, actually.
Yep, yep. So, yep. And, you know, I tried to, you know, ask my neighbors. And lo and behold, after all of that, I still ended up hiring the wrong general contractor because the GCs from my network were too fancy. They didn't want to come to Brooklyn. They didn't want to do a $100,000 renovation. You know, all the folks that I were getting introduced to from my neighbors were kind of handymen. Anyway, so I had like a classic bad experience. I hired the wrong general contractor. He wasn't a good fit for my project. It was a really terrible experience. And it was so frustrating because one, I had been in the industry. I knew how to, you know, read floor plans. I knew how to build things. And I knew what a good, you know, good contractor project match looked like because I had been on lots of successful projects. And so it was just one of these moments where I was like, oh, there's got to be a better way. This is crazy. Like I'd worked so hard to save that money to buy a house. Like I made $24,000, I think my first year of working, you know, 100 hours a week as an architect. It took me a long time to save up money to buy a house.
Right.
And there I was in this like terrible experience. And the general contractor, I'm sure, lost money on the job. I don't even know if he's a general contractor anymore.
Right.
And so it was one of those moments where I thought, you know, okay, I think I know how to solve this. Now, of course, it took me 10 years to like actually figure out like how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, 10,000 renovations later, but now we have, you know, a solution that really works for both general contractors and for homeowners. So I'll just give you a little sense of like how it works. So
yeah, go for it.
Well, and I'll tell you, this was like the moment where I was like, oh my God, two moments in my own renovation where I was like, oh my gosh, what was I thinking? So one, and both of them involved strangers showing up at my door and me realizing like, oh my gosh, what have I done? So Service Magic at the time, they were sharing your addresses with the people who bought your leads. And some random guy just showed up at my house and was like, hey, I got your, you know, he had like his like little printout and he's like, hey, I got your number from Service Magic. And I was like, oh my gosh, like what, who are you? Why are you here?
Unannounced.
Totally unannounced.
Yeah.
Totally unannounced. And then the second one was I had found somebody's name on a pin board at a coffee shop and I called them. And they showed up at my house, but they showed up at like 8 p.m. when they were supposed to be there at like 3. And I just remember being like, oh my gosh, like this is like, on what planet would I like put my name on the internet or call someone from a coffee shop board and tell them my address and tell them that I'm like home by myself?
Right.
It was crazy. So, you know, obviously I had my own personal experience of having a terrible renovation. And then being in the industry, I just knew a ton of really great general contractors. Uh-huh. And I knew that there were small general contractors who would have loved to do my project, but I just couldn't find them and they couldn't find me. So
what, you know, I know you guys, you match people, right? And so, you know, the contractor and the client. What do you see most homeowners screwing up? Where do they not get this right? So that the contractors can kind of understand, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So what we, let me just tell you a little bit how the system works and then I'll tell you where people mess up. So we only recruit general contractors. You have to apply to be in our network. We really truly do screen our general contractors. You don't just need a credit card and a phone number. We right. actually need a work history. You need to be a licensed general contractor. We interview you. We do scenario tests. We find the best firms working at all different price points, doing all different types of projects, but they all are really committed to being successful entrepreneurs, successful business owners. They care about craft. They care about customer service. So once we find those pool of general contractors, the last thing we want to do is waste their time.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
The way our business model works is we only get paid when they actually sign a contract for a project. We get a success fee on projects that are awarded, signed contracts, real business. We don't want to waste your time. We don't want to waste.
So repeat that, because that part was important, because there's a lot of companies out there that and that will send your information to several contractors. You know, however many it is. I remember back in the day, you know, one of these companies, they promised it would go to only three other, me and two other contractors or something. And I had homeowners tell me that they got calls from seven contractors and stuff like that. So, and you're actually paying for the lead. And I'm not totally opposed to paying for a lead. Like, I'll just be honest there. Like I there's a marketing budget for every business and stuff like that. But what I love what you've done here is it's really kind of like pay for performance. Like you're the one with the skin in the game. And so to me, and I know we talked offline a couple of weeks ago and set this up, which is why you're here. Cause I felt this was pretty pretty different than what's out there is it's really on you guys to make sure that you're vetting both sides to make sure, let's just talk financially here. That's how you're going to get paid, right? So exactly. It's got to be a great experience. So I just wanted to make sure we put some light on that, that this is not like you said, you have a, you know, a pulse and a credit card and you can be part of your network here.
Yeah. Not the Sweetened network.
Yeah.
So the, with that as a premise, you then understand why the very last thing that we want to do is send a contractor who is a bad fit for a project out to meet that homeowner, to estimate that project, to waste a bunch of time that they could have been out winning projects for us. So we've done a ton of work. You know, it's both personal, human matching and automated with technology. We look at, you know, okay, when you get onboarded into our network, you tell us, I want to do only these types of projects. These types of projects are profitable for me. I want to be in this geography. This is what the deals I want to see from you, Sweetened. Okay, great. We start matching you to those. But then we track your performance over time to see, are those customers saying yes to your profile? Are you getting back to them quickly? Are you meeting with them? Are you winning those projects? So that then we can refine who we send you deals to. Because yes, you may want a specific geography and you may want a specific type, but we actually know that you win this specific type of homeowner within that geo and that type of project. And so that's what we want to send you on because we want you to win the projects. That's how we make money. Mm-hmm. And it's also just a better experience for the homeowner, right? Mm-hmm. Because they're not having to meet, like having to meet with seven guys does not mean that you're going to get a better experience.
No.
What you need is the right match. And so, you know, we've put so much effort into making sure that we get that match right. And then we actually support that project all the way to completion. So yeah, we have skin in the game in the beginning.
Yeah.
But then, you know, if there's a homeowner that's unhappy or some expectation hasn't been met, those homeowners come back to us. They are now our shared clients. Us and the contractors are in it together to make sure that that homeowner has a great experience.
So yeah, what does that look like? Are you guys actively reaching out to the homeowner and going, hey, how's it going? And, you know, what's that look like, that support?
Yeah. Yeah. So we reach out proactively to see how it's going. We also will jump in if a homeowner reaches out to us, or honestly, a lot of times people think that our customer service is just helping the homeowner side. Mm-hmm. We actually help the general contractor side just as much. So I'll give you an example. So because we've done so many projects now, we actually have a lot of data to benchmark, like mm-hmm. how long it takes to get a permit in Westchester County, for example.
Right.
And so then when a homeowner reaches out to us and is like, oh my gosh, you know, this GC is telling me it's going to take 3 weeks to get this permit. I know he's like, you know, doing something, I don't know, for some reason, and this goes back to your question about what homeowners get wrong.
Yeah.
The number one thing that homeowners get wrong is that they think that general contractors want a project to go on indefinitely.
Yeah.
I don't know where they've got this idea that GCs want to stretch a project out.
Uh-huh.
We constantly have to get in front of that and realign homeowners to understand that general contractors are small business owners, they're entrepreneurs. Why in the world would they want your project to go on indefinitely? Because every single day that they have a laborer there, it's costing
right.
money.
Yeah.
The best job for them, it starts and ends in exactly the time period that they said.
Right,
they
make right.
the most profit possible, and they get out.
Yeah, and you move on. You know, it's funny, you know, spent over a decade or whatever as a painting contractor, did thousands and thousands of projects. And I think one of the biggest things that the average homeowner gets wrong when it comes to hiring any contractors is they don't even read the paperwork. Like, and I'm not saying like there's stuff in there that's going to screw them or whatever, but it's like, they don't, you know, they're getting a couple bids and they never really looked at the scope of work or things like that and really compared, are we talking the same thing? And so I did a test once. I put in our scope of work. I didn't do it indefinitely. I just did it for a couple of weeks just to see what would happen. I think like in the middle of the scope, when we were describing the work, I just put the sentence, if you're reading this sentence, call Tom on this cell number and he'll send you $100. Okay. Or it was something like that. And not one person called me. No, not one person called, you know, and there were probably, you know, 40 of those out there in that couple of weeks or whatever. So it's just funny that as a contractor, I see homeowners, they're not clear on the scope, and there's fault here to the contractor too. Like, a lot of contractors aren't clear on the scope that they're delivering either. So I get that. The other thing I see from homeowners is they have unrealistic expectations because of things that they see on TV. You know, in 45 yeah. minutes, we remodel the whole house and it costs, you know, $843.32, you know, or whatever. Yeah. And so I just think, and then finally, and I'll shut up about the homeowner thing, they frequently, and anybody listening to this right now, who's ever listened to this show, you know, I give contractors shit all the time. So, you know, for once, I'm going to give the homeowner some shit here. They bitch about shitty experiences and bad service and guys rushing off the job, or they start the job and then they get a deposit and then they disappear for a couple of days. And again, contractors need to own this. But one of the biggest reasons I believe that happens is because it's twofold. One is the contractor first doesn't see himself as a business owner. Okay. And then you need to know your numbers. And number two, homeowners are so used to beating up contractors over and over, it gets in the head of the contractors, and the contractors don't charge enough to actually be able to deliver a great experience because they can't afford good people, or they got to rush off to the next job to feed their family and things like that. So if you're a homeowner listening to this by chance, you know, you want your contractor to make a big profit. Okay. Not rip you off. Big profit in the absence of great value is not a win for you. Okay. However, if you're going to expect a great experience and somebody to be in business long enough to stand by and warranty your work and be there yeah. when there's an issue and things like that, then you should be happy your contractor is making some money. All right, fighters, $100,000 a year is not too much to ask. Listen, when our parents were younger, 100 grand was a lot of money. When I was growing up, 100 grand was a lot of money. Today, it's barely enough to get by in America, especially if you're a business owner. You got a lot of responsibilities. Everyone's got a handout, man. You got your subs, your employees, your vendors, your customers, your family, the doctor, your lawyer, the IRS, the state. Everybody wants a piece of the damn action. And quite frankly, the bills are never going to stop. Okay. Sadly, most contractors just think, I got to work harder and harder and harder and harder to make more money. Yet you're putting in all this time, putting in all this effort, and you're wondering, why am I still at 50, 60, 75 grand a year when I'm working my ass off? Listen, that's where I wanted to share with you guys a resource that we have, a kick-ass program called the 100K Contractor. Guys, this program is designed to do just that. It's to get you as a contractor business owner to at least $100,000 a year in personal income. All right. So I want to just share this domain with you guys, because listen, at the end of the day, you deserve it. Your family deserves it. It's time we quit stealing from our families. We've got a lot of cool stuff inside the 100K Contractor. So if you go to thecontractorfight.com/100K-contractor, you can see what we got going on. We've got a couple of videos where things get explained and get you guys set up on the right path toward your 100K personal income. You guys rock.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And I think, I mean, you said so many great points in there. I was shaking my head for people who are just listening to the audio. I was vigorously shaking my head because, you know, I think that for some reason, people have this idea that, you know, general contractors shouldn't be making a profit. And of course, they're business owners. They're entrepreneurs. Like, of course they need to be making a profit so they can stay in business. So that's number one. I think that you're absolutely right that there has been a really terrible, you know, vicious cycle that happens where homeowners think that they're getting ripped off. So then GCs undercut their bid. So then they actually do have to play the change order game that reinforces the homeowner's feeling that they're getting ripped off. Mm-hmm. So much of what we do is try to set a clear expectation for homeowners. So we try to help with pricing expectations to say, like, no, this is how long it takes. This is how much it costs. We try to set an expectation mm-hmm. around what we consider to be the agreement, the professional agreement that both homeowners and general contractors are signing up for. So, you know, right when you award a project on Sweetin, you immediately sign as a homeowner and a general contractor what we call a partnership agreement. And on the homeowner side, that really means that you're going to make decisions in a timely manner. You can't be having like some kind of like crisis about what sink you're going to put in and then complain about the timeline of the project going off the rails, right? Like, it is a partnership and you need to work together. Same thing for contractors. Like, you know, you give your contractor shit, we give our contractor shit. Every single one gets an account manager and we give them quarterly business reviews where we actually look through their performance over that quarter and say how they did. What was the honest feedback that we got from our shared clients? And we deliver it in a way that, you know, they actually can level up, they can get better.
Yeah.
And we had guys, you know, they start with us, they're booking $500,000 a year. And now we've got guys started at 500,000. Now they're doing 5 million and they didn't they didn't get a back office. They haven't hired a bunch of people. They haven't taken a bunch of overhead. All they've done is really learn how to work our system, taken that feedback and gotten better.
So you said you've to date somewhere around 10,000 projects.
Correct. Right?
Okay. So, this feedback that you're giving contractors, I'm just curious what you see most often come back as feedback that might help somebody listening to this.
What is the most? I mean, let's not talk about the general stuff of just like timeliness and responsiveness. Yeah. I think that that's just pretty straightforward. You know, some of the feedback that we can get sometimes that's a little bit more specific. It's just how general contractors talk to, especially our women clients. Sorry, guys, but sometimes.
Oh, bring it. Bring it, Jean. Come on, get that hammer out.
You know, like we all, and it's funny because contractors, they themselves often get like this same kind of treatment when people who have never built anything try to tell them how to do their job. And they just sit there and they're like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
But then they can sometimes turn that over to our women clients and mansplain them a little bit. So if I were to give one piece of advice to our male general contractors, and we do have a lot of female general contractors in the Sweetin Network, which we're very proud of.
Yes.
Yeah, maybe cut the mansplaining.
I heard a guy on a job site once talking to a woman. We were painting the house and there was, I don't know if he was a flooring guy or whatever. It doesn't matter. He's talking to the lady and she was, I guess, trying to negotiate. And he said, if you think for 1 minute I'm going to negotiate with a broad, you're out of your mind. You know, that's like, he called her a broad right to her face. It was just like, oh, I'm boy. Like, is this like 1943 or what's going on here?
2020, my friends.
Yeah.
2020.
All right. So got a few minutes left here. What's the biggest problem you currently face right now as you're growing your business? One of the biggest. I know there's always some problems.
So. You know, honestly, we always struggle with finding more great general contractors. You know, for all the folks that are listening, please come to Sweetin, apply to be a general contractor in our network. We want to give you business. We've got tons of business. There are some bad actors out there. There are some guys like man with a van and a hammer that are saying that they're general contractors and they're not. We want to work with great licensed general contractors. If you care about your business, if you want to grow your business, if you care about your craft, your reputation, like we are the place for you. That is our number one challenge. All the other stuff is like, it's math.
Yeah. It's math. That's, so I'm curious, I should ask this earlier, but you woke up 10 years ago or whatever, or 11 years, however, whenever you had this idea. And I'm asking this, I guess, just because I know so many of us, we have big ideas, right? And, you know, so you woke up, you had this vision for what we have now, or maybe it's different than what you had at the time. Sometimes it ends up that way, a little different than what we planned. But curious, what was the first thing you did? You know, you're like, I'm going to do this. What was the first thing that you did to take that first step?
You know, so for me, the business model has always been the same. So I've always said, I can match you to the right general contractor and I'll support that project all the way to completion. General contractors, I can grow your business. Like, I knew that we could do that. How we have done that has changed dramatically. So in the beginning, just to give you a sense, I put up a website that allowed homeowners to post their projects, but post meaning like, you know, like write a little paragraph, put their name and email in. And then it went straight to my email inbox and I managed the entire thing. So I had a bunch of GCs that I knew. I had homeowners posting their projects and I was connecting them via email exchange. And then I was monitoring those projects using a massive Excel sheet. I would call each GC and update every single status of those projects. So I was like a massive project manager.
Wow.
And it was all, it looked like an official website. But yeah. It was really just me behind the scenes, like sending thousands of emails. It was, I mean, by the time I was able to actually get some investors and get a tech team and start to automate some of that, I was just like, oh my gosh, this is so much better.
See, what I love about this, I didn't know this. I didn't know that was going to be your answer. And I'm just sitting here going, you know, this is somebody who's paid their dues. Like you're not some, we've seen these companies before, like some software guy has an idea, has no idea how things really work in an industry. They throw some money behind it and they throw a company out there, you know? And I think what I appreciate about just hearing that was, yeah, number one, you were an architect for several years and you worked through this process a lot. But then when you started this thing, you were literally doing the matching. You were, you know, on the phone or email or whatever it took, you know, thousands and thousands of times. And that's, and I guess the point I want to make for those that are listening, guys, is that you don't go from idea to where Sweeten is right now or idea to wherever XYZ GC might be now overnight. It's a process and you got to work the process and you just keep that vision in front of you. And I mean, you said this whole idea has always stayed the same. The vision's been the same and the model, but how you're doing it is always going to tweak, you know, because we're going to get throat punched along the way or whatever. And so anybody that's...
I still feel like a throat punch.
Yeah.
I will just tell you one story that you just reminded me of. I haven't thought of that this time in a while, but, you know, so yes, I was sending out all the emails, but mm-hmm. I also, I had this one project. There was a blogger who had posted a project. So, you know, it could get me a lot more projects. I knew mm-hmm. the project so well. And her GC, I don't exactly know what happened to him, but for some reason he didn't show up.
Mm-hmm.
I ended up driving to his house, dragging him out of bed, putting him in my car, sitting there the entire day with him to make sure he finished this fucking project. I was like, you are not screwing this up for me.
Oh my God. I love
so
that.
Bad.
I love it. Dragged him out of bed, put him in the car, get your ass to work, asshole.
Yeah. I was not having, I was so angry. but yeah, I mean, that's the stuff you do. Like in the beginning, you really do have to do whatever it takes. And the vast majority of it is not glamorous, like
right.
at all. I used to joke that my title should be CEO and janitor.
Oh my God. That's yeah. A little bit of everything when you start a business for sure. And even 10 years in, right? I'm sure there's a little going on. So I also wanted to bring attention to these guys. Two more things before we wrap up. I'm going to ask you, I'll ask you a question now and you can think about it while I say the other thing. What's one thing that I should have asked you that I didn't? So we'll end with that. And then what we'll really end with is you can share how people can find you. The other thing I wanted while you're thinking on that, I wanted to throw out there is make sure when Jean shares her website. So if you guys go there, scroll down a bit and you can watch the interview that you did on the Today Show, like the real Today Show, not the local Today Show in like, you know, whatever little zip code in Iowa somewhere. Okay. because guys, this is a company that's making some noise and, make sure you head over to Instagram and follow them over there and this and that. But what, as we wrap up, what should I have asked you that I didn't and how can we find you?
You know, I think it was actually really fun sharing the stories of the early days with you. I think that you've asked me all the good questions. Certainly how we're different is really important. And thank you for acknowledging how different, you know, the company is that we are trying to build. We even have The company is called Sweeten, like home sweet home. We want everyone to have a home sweet home. And that means both the clients who are renovating, but also the general contractors to have an actual like living from this that they can provide a home sweet home for their family as well. So we have every year a contractor awards. We based it on the Oscars. It's called the Sweeties. And we have contractors of the year. We have all different categories. We have a band play. It's really, really fun. And it's so great to hear the stories of our general contractors. The vast majority of them are either, you know, first or second generation immigrants or just incredibly hardworking people, all of which have like an incredible story. So probably the only thing, you know, if we had more time, I would love to just tell you some of their stories. So next time
we'll have to have you back on and maybe we'll do a Facebook Live in our contractor fight group or something. We could do that and talk about that. Yeah. And so that's right there where you're different. And I didn't even know that, you know, the first thing I thought when you were sharing about your awards and stuff is you're also building community with these people, you know, and that's, as you know, anyone that's trying, you want to create a great business and things like that, you've got to create a movement that's rooted in community to some degree. And so that's exciting to hear that. Where do you do it?
So right now with COVID, we are all working from home. So our HQ is in New York City, and we are open in LA, Chicago, Miami, Atlanta, Nashville now, and Houston and Dallas very soon. So if you're in those markets, please apply to be a general contractor now as we start to open up in Houston and Dallas. So we're thinking about how we can have our Sweeties be nationwide. Maybe we all gather somewhere where we can all meet. We're trying to figure it out for next year now that everything is a little bit different. So
I'm thinking Cabo.
Yeah. There you go. I love a Cabo. That's perfect.
Well, good stuff. So how do we find you?
So on Instagram, you can go to sweeten_home. You can go to sweeten.com, and it's SWEETEN, just like home sweet home. And yeah, please, for all of those great contractors that are listening, apply. We want to give you business. We want to support you. We want to grow your business. And we want to give you a Sweetie Award.
You want the Sweetie Award. All right. I'm digging that. That's pretty cool. Well, Gina, I appreciate you being here today. Guys, we'll put all the info in the show notes. Definitely worth you going to check out what Gene and the team have going on there. It's definitely a unique thing that's making some waves, and I'm glad we ran into each other and glad to have you here on the fight today. So,
yeah, I'm so happy, and I'm so glad the work that you're doing to help general contractors be more profitable, be more professional. It's just so, the second I saw some of your videos, I was like, man, that guy knows what's up.
Well, was it all the swearing? It was probably just all the swearing. So,
well, and I do like to swear as well. Yeah. But no, you create incredible content that GCs need to know about. And I want all our guys to be as profitable as possible.
Absolutely. It raises, I always butcher this thing, the raise the tides, the boats thing.
A rising tide raises all boats, I think.
Yeah, something like that. So, well, I appreciate you being here, and we will get this out soon to the world. And guys, head to Sweeten, check out what Gene's got going on, and we'll see you guys next time on The Contractor Fight.
Want some fight swag to wear? Simply share this episode of The Contractor Fight anywhere on Facebook or Instagram using the hashtag #JoinTheFight, and our team will pick one winner each week to recognize your help in spreading the fight message.